Now, Iraqi forces are pressing ahead with mop-up operations against Daesh terrorists in at least three of the country's provinces, as well as along Iraq's border with Syria. Now, Baghdad's vowed to continue pounding terrorist positions to prevent them from destabilizing Iraq. The country is going to hold parliamentary elections this May. Our correspondent Altaf Ahmad has our report.
The Iraqi military says the country's airstrike in Syria on April 19th killed 36 Daesh terrorists. It says some of the terror group's leaders were also among the casualties.
Dr. Abad has been informed there is about 2,000 to 3,000 of Daesh members have been gathering near the Iraqi borders. The war have been end with Daesh, but we still have some battles with them, especially in intelligence and informations and security.
Thursday's airstrikes by Iraqi Air Force were carried out by order of the Iraqi Prime Minister, aiming at protecting the Iraqi forces near the border with Syria and western Iraq. Abadi has asserted that his country will hunt down the Takfiris to boost security and prevent terrorists from moving freely between Syria and Iraq. The strikes were carried out in coordination with Damascus, based on information provided by the Intelligence Exchange Chamber of Iran, Russia, Syria, and Iraq. Baghdad also vowed more such airstrikes in the near future.
The terror ripping through the region aims at prolonging the lifespan of the Israeli occupying regime by causing conflict in the entire region. Therefore, it is only natural that the Iraqi government unifies forces with regional neighbors to boost security.
The developments come as Iraq's popular mobilization units Hashid Shaabi are making headway with the operations they announced on April 17th. The operations aim at rooting out Daesh dormant cells in the provinces of Anbar, Nineveh and Salah ad-Din.
The operations are aimed at hunting down Daesh militants and dismantling IEDs planted by Daesh in now liberated areas. Though these operations are not as big as the ones we engaged in before, they are very significant to prevent dormant cells from causing any breaches.
Similar operations are also taking part in Iraq's northern city of Kirkuk and on its outskirts. Dozens of Daesh militants have been killed in and around Kirkuk since last February of this year. Iraq announced its full liberation from Daesh and the total defeat of the terror group in December of last year. Despite that, Baghdad says all efforts are now being made to prevent the Takfiris from making a comeback and to secure Iraq's borders with neighboring Syria. Altaf Ahmad, Press TV, Baghdad.